fellow citizens, welcome to Behind the Sector, the official companion podcast to the Children of Industrial Prime. Here, as always, with the creator, Jacob Lopez.
Hello.
I'm your host, Eric Lopez.
It's been a while.
It's been a long while. I was just looking it up right now.
It's pretty much been a year.
The last official season episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Was like season number 11, Caught in the Crossfire, September 21.
Yeah.
Of 2020. And then you did get one in for Get Kavaski.
Yeah.
Episode 12. That was June 19th of this year.
Yeah, things were looking up, though, at the time. Like, things were starting to kind of get back to normal, so I thought we were going to be able to do some more, but...
Seems like every time we... Everything looks good, you start the plan, and then you miss the window.
Something happens, and then we got to stop again. So, we're kind of just... I guess we're just on hiatus for now, until I can really get... Because the way it's going to be is, like, I have to record one person at a time. And that's how it's always been, but now... It's, now we got Omicron out there. So now we got to make sure everybody's got boosters and we got to make sure people are free. And of course, it's the holidays, so, it's more crazy shit. I'm hoping that Hannah can, come by sometime soon. If not this month, then hopefully January, then we can get the next, track for Harley down so we can. Do that. We're not gonna stop. I'm not stopping by any means. It's just such a pain right now to get anything done.
how many voices do you need to finish the next episode?
I want to say it's like two.
Yeah,
because I don't count myself because I can just do that whenever.
Yeah,
but I want to say it's like two. We don't need that many. You're all finished.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're done for right now, and then I got to get Andrew in there. And me, and I think that might be it. And then I know I have to do, I got episodes with some flashback stuff, and I need another voice for that. And the person's willing to do it, only problem is they're a medical worker.
Yeah.
So I can't really have them here. So it's a whole mess. It's just a pain in the ass right now.
Yeah, it's so close, but so far.
Pretty much. But, I mean, people are still listening, though. It's weird.
That's good. I know I've gone back to listen a couple times, and I just remember how amazing it all sounded to have the episodes, you know, from your mind finally come out. Oh, and
yeah. We were in it for a while. We were really getting going. And then all this shit hit, and I got sick and all that stuff. And that, too. Like, I'm even doing a podcast with Matt called Escape From. And even that's a pain in the ass because I get sick all the time and I can't record, you know, regularly.
Yeah.
So like I told him going in, I'm like, I'm not the guy you really want to do one with. yeah. So that's really about all that's going on. I know I had said we were gonna get some more. Content out last episode, but looks like we're not going to be able to as regularly as I'd like, so we're going to be on hold for a while.
Yeah, that's a shame, because I know the story was good, the story is there.
Yeah, it's there, and I mean, all I've been doing this whole time is I just think of more stuff, and I'm writing here and there, you know, making new characters for the future and stuff like that. I'm still working on stuff, it's just as far as podcast itself, I can't have anybody coming in and out.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can, I don't know, think of some new content, new innovations, something to get things going. But hoping the listeners are going to stick with us, we'll finish this eventually.
Eventually. I mean, I know eventually we'll get this set, but I mean... The way we're going and people like to be assholes, I don't think... I don't know. It's going to be a while, I think. I personally think it's going to be a while. Just, you know, certain cast members are super busy and all that kind of shit. So, yeah. So, I guess after the holidays are over, Maybe in January we can try again, see who we can get to record and everything.
That sounds good. Hopefully things settle down. Here in Texas, it's not horrible. The numbers are steady, and
it's weird here because like they're steady 1 second and now they're starting to go back up again. I don't know, it's always a goddamn limbo back and forth here with everything.
Yeah. So, we'll have to wait and see.
At least I saw Ghostbusters.
Saw Ghostbusters. It was pretty good.
We had nobody in the theater, so that was nice.
That's the first time you've been to the theater in how long?
Jesus, since the Solo, I think.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of course I got sick and everything and locked down. Can't go anywhere. I haven't really been anywhere in like 2 years. Then, of course, they're finally like, well, Ghostbusters is definitely coming out this day. I'm like, well, I'm going to go fucking see it. I don't give a shit. I haven't been anywhere. And I was just sitting there planning with the seating and stuff, seeing what seats were available and all that. And I really do think the theaters are purposely putting the seats as unavailable when you purchase tickets. Because when I got there, seats that were said unavailable that I thought were taken, well, there was nobody in them the entire time.
Oh, really?
But then there was people, you know, like 6-7 rows of seats down.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, maybe they're purposely distancing people using the seating chart. They're just putting in fake seats or something.
I know they did during COVID. They were separating them by rows of people, sections of four or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. But I was up top, very far right, even with my cane and all that stuff. It was easy to get up and in there and stuff. Some lady went in there with a walker and was like using her walker and was like trying to get up, and you could tell she had leg problems. I'm like, woman, you're making me fucking nervous. It's fucking terrible. And the people she met, they just stand there. Here's her drink. And now she's got to do it with a drink and a walker. It's like, you fucking, come on, assholes.
So they were acting like the people at Sonic?
Yes.
You know, order seven drinks, and they're one person in the car, and they hand one you person, seven drinks yeah. one at a fucking time.
One at a time.
Let me tell you something about marijuana people. It doesn't get to get past here until the fucking person at Sonic can realize that they can, number one, get my order right, and number two, give me a fucking drink, Harry.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't think we'd ever be legal here. Until we go blue. And that'll never happen at the rate we're going. As much as I hate those hipster bastards in Austin, until they take over the state, we're never going to go blue, unfortunately.
Oh, that's scary.
But yeah. Yeah, so there ain't really that much to talk about. So we kind of just want to give y'all an update to know what's going on. Because I do see, like I said, I'll open that my anchor and I check it, and there's still people listening. There's a 2021 wrap for podcasters too, and even during this, we picked up two more countries. It was like Malaysia and some and Austria, and Malaysia.
Right?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Huh. That's cool.
We're gonna see black market DVDs of this TCOIP somewhere.
Rap bastards. And unfortunately, I did start a TikTok. Just so I can watch stupid ass videos that are.
Oh, I was gonna say, wait, I haven't seen you post shit.
I just posted the one video just for the you know, like a trailer kind of thing. But then I have to make a new one. Like, there's just not enough options on TikTok for me, so I have to make things in Adobe Premiere, format it, and then send it over to TikTok and shit. So it's gonna be a royal pain to use it.
I want
to
see you doing TikTok dancing with your cane.
Whatever. I fell yesterday. I can barely fucking walk. And you want me to dance on TikTok?
I have to admit, I went down the TikTok hole. I don't post anything.
There's some fucking gold on there, though.
There's some comedic gold happening on that.
There's some good shit.
Definitely makes me question why the hell I even have a Facebook anymore, because I don't give a shit what happens there.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to see the stupidity happening on TikTok.
I just have the Facebook just to keep in touch with everybody, because everybody's on there. That's about it. And but yeah, I did that TikTok. I made that, but I need to start making the trailer stuff. I did a whole bunch of hashtags on it, like usual.
Mm-hmm.
And like in 2 days, I got like 600 and something views, and a couple of likes, and some podcast likes. I was like, that's cool. I could see where it would do something.
Yeah,
I mean, I could do that on Instagram too. Yeah. That's where I got the majority of the people, I think, was from Instagram in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean. Exposure is exposure. So yeah, I mean, whenever I can, I'll post, you know, I'll post something. I've been trying to think of stuff that I can do solo as far as like, you know, stuff for Cobalt or maybe writing backstory stuff for Veronicus or, you know, I've been trying to think of stuff that I can do and I, you know, I can do it, but I'm like, shit, what other, it sucks because now I have to go, well, what other voices do I need? Because it used to be I didn't have enough voices because everybody was full on into it. And then it got sick, COVID happened, and everybody's like, oh, well, shit, we're scared of killing Jake. I know Hannah, she's constantly telling me that. I don't want to kill you. And I'm like, you're vaccinated, I'm vaccinated. You know, let's do this. She's got a lot going on, though, so I'm hoping in January we'll be able to do something. And then a couple more people I need to talk to see if they're still on board. Because I know it's like, I'll chat with them for a while, and then, you know, we don't hear from each other and stuff. And no, of course, everybody's busy, and I just gotta make sure that everybody's still on board, you know.
Yeah, and like you say, we ran into the holidays faster than
Yeah.
we thought. This year just kind of.
This happened when we were still going good. Was I tried to get ahead of the holidays,
Yeah.
you know, and like we get it gets busy and you kind of have to go on hold, and that's fine. I'm not too worried about it. All I know is I gotta go buy tamales today or tomorrow.
Nice.
Gotta buy 3 dozen. Two to freeze, one to eat.
I was gonna say.
Those are the
That always works.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, we're still here. We're just on hold. I haven't abandoned this thing yet or anything like that. I'm still doing writing and working on stuff, you know, behind the scenes, of course. And we will get to it when we get to it. And, you know, we'll try to drop in and, you know, do some BTS updates, what's going on. You know, there's not a lot going on over here. We're just here playing games, and Eric's being a soccer dad as usual, and
Yeah.
all that stuff. Novak's getting ready to go to college.
Yeah, no kidding. Trying to get my daughter going, her senior year of high school, and that's.
And Ava just turned, hold.
Ava just turned 8,
So we gotta get
so
her a job application.
I got one graduating and one in second grade, so
Yep.
busy, busy times.
I got pop figures.
Nice.
That's about it. Yeah, I hollowed out that old computer. I have this old computer on top of one of my dressers. I just hollowed the thing out and I turned it into like a display case. It's just a big shadow box, basically.
Thankfully, I was collecting pops there for a while and I just stopped because, oh my God, I would have a
They take up
wall.
so much room.
Yeah.
I have so many that I want to get, but they just take up so much damn room. And I clearly do not have the room. So, yeah. Anyway. All right, everybody. Well, I guess we will touch base with y'all maybe here in another month or two. Like I said, I'll post whenever I can. But until then, we'll stay safe.
Talk to y'all soon.
Bye.